Hello, everyone. I'm Annika Strelo from Art Community and Technology. And with me today, I have Cameron and Jimmy from the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Capital Area. All right. So I'm wondering if the two of you can tell me a little bit about your organization's main message and how that impacts the community.
Jimmy,
Cameron,
I'll
you want to go first?
Since
all right.
You love talking. This is right
absolutely.
Up your alley.
So the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Capital Area officially formed in 2019. It was a joining of forces between the Troy Boys and Girls Club and Boys and Girls Clubs of Albany in a mission to help provide more strategic support and expand our reach beyond the two clubhouses and cities that we were operating with to support our kids. The Boys and Girls Club, our mission is to inspire and enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to realize their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. How we do that is we have fun with a purpose. We provide loving, caring adults with some proven model best practice programming to really help meet the needs of our kids and support them on their track towards a great future. We typically serve anywhere from 1,800 to 1,900 youth at 20 different locations, whether that be ranging from pre-K students all the way up until teens and young adulthood.
Having fun with a purpose. I love that. And so you talked about the merger a little bit. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced while trying to do that?
Cameron, you want to start with this one?
Yeah, that's a little bit more on me. I would say, you know, staffing was a huge, huge issue because we're combining everybody, you know, that either works separately and not together. Now we mixed everybody together and everybody seemed to get together and work well together. I feel like the community and the people that work with the Boys and Girls Club are just fantastic and easy to get along with for the most part. And I think just our overall, you know, workload, I think since we joined it, there was so much more to do. So we expanded, you know, probably doubled the size of our running facility and our staffing that first year. So that was the hardest thing for me to keep up with. Just how fast we are growing.
And in addition to that, thank you, Cameron. And definitely agree with what you said there. And in addition, we were really just blending two different cultures, two different cities, and trying to make sure that as we form this new branding, this new way in which we're trying to serve more students, that we don't lose what was important to our communities and the Boys and Girls Clubs that had remained there for over 50 years. So really trying to move forward, create a new identity and blend cultures and environments while remaining intact to our roots, I think was something that was challenging, but it was also very beneficial for us because it forced us to dive into the strengths and weaknesses of the different team members, programs that we're blending together to really make a stronger model that we have today.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. And then on the topic of challenges, since the COVID-19 pandemic, how has your organization been impacted?
I'll start with this one. So we've been impacted at first. It was fear. It was, how can we continue to do what we love? And then it was inspiration and motivation. So understanding what was going on in the community, what other nonprofits, school districts, just community supporters were doing so we weren't duplicating efforts, and holistically trying to make sure that we ease the burden that was already placed on our families. And even more so now, really that was one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense, trying to keep things as normal as possible in this crazy world. Have you had any unique opportunities due to the pandemic? So like anything positive that's come out of it?
I mean, I think our food service is one of the most positive things, being able to deliver that many meals to families, to kids that, that may not have had the opportunity, had that prior to.
And in addition, one trend that we saw not only with our organization, but others, was that during a crisis and during a pandemic, you really see what makes our community great is that people want to help, they want to step up, they want to support, and we were able to make it through for many donations, volunteers that came and served meals with us every day, starting in March. Cameron, myself, our CEO, everybody along the team, we were all working in the food program alongside, and really alongside great volunteers that helped get us through, and community members that continue to support us as we move forward.
Wow, that's really amazing that people are that generous. And then just lastly, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about your organization, about a typical day at the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, I did see one other question I would like to touch on before that, if it's okay, just our food program and kind of what we did. So before, we were serving meals, every club member received dinner within our programs, and we were bringing it off to many different places. But when everything shut down, we changed our model to a mobile meal delivery service. So we partnered with different housing authorities and school districts to help meet students and families where they're at. And we provide and produce everything in our commercial kitchen in Troy, and then load them up in vans. And it went out to the cities of Albany, Rensselaer, and Troy. And we were at, I think, I want to say roughly 15 different locations, and putting out 13,000 meals a week in the thick of the pandemic and when it really ramped up. And over the course of the year, we were able to serve 450,000 meals, and they're all free for those who receive them.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. People must have been extremely grateful.
And it was fun, and we just got to see our kids. I grew up in Lansingburg, and when I was able to go to Corliss Park, one of the areas that we were serving, and where I grew up kind of hanging out, it was just really awesome and motivational, and just continued to inspire me to do this work and remain in this field. And we have a motto, we say we do whatever it takes for our kids to succeed. And I really felt that personally, and I think we showed it.
And on the topic of volunteering, actually, how can any of our listeners reach out to get involved working with you or the kids?
Any volunteer that's interested in learning more about our opportunities, we do have a volunteer coordination lead. They can visit our website at bgccapitalarea.org or reach out to Lorenzo Sibilia. He is currently involved with helping get people set up with volunteer opportunities. At the end of the day, if you want, you can just pick up the phone, give us a call, 518-462-5528. Ask around and we'll help get you connected.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Jimmy and Cameron. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity and helping us promote our programs and our kids.